Buzz Show News. In Sydney, the Australian company Spiral Blue has announced its first international LiDAR export. This was a sale to Lodestar Space in the United Kingdom. Now, Spiral Blue is now developing a next-generation version for Lodestar. The aim is to provide real-time, three-dimensional topographic data of the entire planet, yep, the whole planet, from space. In other Australian news, on March 30, the Australian company QuantX Labs had SpaceX launch its compact optical clock subsystem aboard the Tempo system. The company says Tempo delivers up to 10 times the performance of current global navigation satellite system-based timing systems. This enables more resilient communications, more accurate navigation, and stronger synchronization between satellites and ground systems. This is particularly so in places like the Russia-Ukraine border and Iran, where global positioning systems are jammed or unavailable. Now, QuantX Labs has been working in partnership with Adelaide University on the project. The Australian company Newman Space makes electric propulsion units for satellites. They are being sold to satellite operators for orbit adjustment manoeuvres. In April, their ND25 propulsion system was deployed on a satellite launched on SpaceX's Transporter 16 mission. The company has announced that it has contracts for their ND25 systems to fly on all remaining SpaceX Transporter missions this year. At the beginning of this month, Newman Space announced that it had successfully commissioned the ND50 aboard the SSTL CubeSAR satellite. The English satellite will capture high-resolution synthetic aperture radar imagery of the Earth. The CubeSAR success has given the Australian company the confidence to proceed with commercial production of the solid-state electric propulsion units. And now, leaving Earth, a sunspot is an area on the surface of the sun that is slightly cooler than the majority of the sun. As such, it appears darker than the rest of the sun. They are rarely visible to the naked eye, but easily seen when sunlight is cast onto a screen by a telescope or binoculars. At present, Mars and Europe's solar orbiter are positioned where they can see the far side of the sun. For several days now, the Perseverance rover on Mars and the solar orbiter, which is an orbit around the sun, have been observing a giant sunspot crossing the solar far side. This is one of the biggest sunspots in years. On May 15 and 16, it emitted a series of strong M-class and X-class solar flares. Since then, it has quietened down. Well, the sun rotates every 25 days, so it has only been a few days before this sunspot rotates into our view. This will put Earth into the strike zone should more flares erupt, sending electrons and protons hurtling towards us. Well, that makes us wonder, why does the sun shine in the first place? And we've got a track here by They Might Be Giants, who are going to explain all.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth, there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need light we need, its heat we need, its energy. Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot.
It is so hot that everything on it is a gas: iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is large.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside. And yet, the sun is only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
About 93 million miles away. And that's why it looks so small.
And even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. The sun gives heat, the sun gives light, the sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun come from the nuclear reactions of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.